Hey guys, welcome back to Young Undercover Nerds podcast. I'm Robert.
I'm Bill.
I'm Tammy.
And I'm Max.
Yep, Max is still with us. I am currently processing a couple things right now. In between episodes, we decided to watch the first episode of Goblin Slayer. It's a really good show. The animation and soundtrack is really good, but it is not for the faint of heart at all.
No! We've seen Goblin Penis.
Like, if this is any indication of what the anime is like, some of the categories for the manga are fantasy, horror, and smut. But we're not talking about Goblin Slayer today. Today we are talking about ghost stories.
The best type of smut.
What? Did you say what type of smut?
I said the best type of smut.
Oh God.
No, Tammy.
No, it's not. Tammy.
I'm just kidding. Really,
my dark psychotic ass was like,
Yeah, Belle was trying to talk shit, and I was like, bruh, the way that he's describing it.
It's
no.
I was like, no.
It's no. It's, I was really like, good though. I'm excited for the next episode to come out.
I've watched a lot of hentai in my day, but
I'm glad you're on record saying that. I'm glad we now have that recorded.
It's okay. I found a terminology for my type of person.
Oh, do tell.
I am a tetraphiliac.
Tetraphiliac?
Explain.
What is this?
Tetraphilia. Well, tetraphobia is the fear of monsters.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wait, I don't like where that's going.
Oh, I know what this is. I've seen this before.
But the other person has to be... The other part, like, second part of the party has to be a person.
Yeah.
Not another creature.
Tammy, did you like The Shape of Water?
No. Well, okay, it was a little... I liked it, but it was a little boring in some parts.
Was there not enough fish sex for you?
No, gross. I don't like fishy people. That's Emma. You want to call somebody out? Call Emma out. After she watched that, she's like, I want to draw a fish boy. And she got me to get her fan art of shark men.
I know, I was there when that happened.
Man.
Oh, right. My goodness.
Yeah.
But yeah, ghost stories. Belle, you were waiting for this topic. Don't worry, I'll let you take a picture of your OC.
Okay, sorry, I'm currently working on, like, Inktober shit.
I thought you were gonna be like, I don't know why, but I was like thinking, because you're like, oh, don't worry, I'll let you take a picture of your, and I was like, vagina?
No, I'm doing Inktober at the moment, like, as we're talking, I'm working on
why
stuff,
would the last word in that sentence have been vagina?
I don't know, Robert. Why would it not be?
You asked me to call you vagina, 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 vagina.
What?
You've not seen that
anyway.
One?
No.
I guess.
All right,
guess.
So I'm going to start off with that. Because
so
Belle is useless.
Okay, let's start off with the horror story that Tammy and I both share.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start off with that one.
Oh. That one was fun.
That was horrible. I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? I lived in that house for 2 years, woman.
Yeah, and I like was there for one night. Like, I spent the night once, and I experienced that shit.
You guys have told me this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what happened was...
Keith was out of town.
Keith was out of town, so I spent the night except with Tammy. And...
I'm gonna ask you to not
non-sexual
speak in that voice ever.
Just clarifying.
Oh man.
But anyway, no. So like Tammy and I were in Tammy's room, and then her roommate Anna, she was in her room. Like we were all in the house. It was like it was pretty late. Like, but we were going to sleep. We weren't just hanging around. We were actually like trying to sleep. And then Anna like
she texts
Tammy. And what did she say? I forget.
Anna texts me. She goes, so I just heard someone, like, say something next to my ear. And I don't remember what she said that they said, but it sounded like a little boy. And I look at Belle, and I'm like, and I show her the text, and Belle's like, okay, that's a little creepy. So, like, we get up and walk across the hall and go to Anna, and Anna's just like, dude, it was right next to my face. I was like, are you sure you're not just hearing, like, because, like, we lived in kind of a rowdy neighborhood, so there's sometimes kids and shit outside. She's like, no. She was like, it was literally right next to my head. And she was like, oh, wait, no, it was... She didn't say next to her head. I'm sorry. She said she heard from the closet. I'm sorry. She heard from the closet, which that fucking closet was creepy anyway. So it had this like little door that I'd never wanted to open.
Like that was a door inside the closet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's never that's already. Have. No, that's crazy. Yeah.
So I was like, you know, mm-mm. But so I checked the closet for her and I was like, okay, well, why don't you just sleep with the door open? And, you know, we talk her down a little bit because she's kind of, like, jittery.
Yeah.
She's... And we go back to the room and we keep both of our doors open. And just out of nowhere, she goes, okay, he touched my foot.
Like, like, it was almost, like, annoyed. Like, she wasn't scared. She was like, okay. Like...
And she was just like, I'm just trying to sleep, damn it. Like, leave me alone. Because that's not the first time Anna's experienced something weird in Savannah. So she actually had a worse experience at one of the inns that they stayed at. But I can tell that one later. But that room in my house, that guest Anna's room, which used to be a guest room, was like, okay, so before Ed met Belle, he had stayed with his uncle and he took some time off of school, and when he came back with Ralph, they stayed in that room. And I didn't tell Ed this until later. Well, wait, no, I slept in it later, just kidding. Because I slept in there one night because I was having one of my bronchitis attacks, and I didn't want to keep Keith awake with my coughing, so I went in there and slept. And we just kept a blow-up mattress in there at the time, just to, you know, just in case anyone needed to crash. But Ed stayed there one night, and Ralph slept on the futon. I don't know why he didn't just sleep like that. I don't know. But because he slept there like for three consecutive nights, and he was like complaining about the dogs making noises, and I was just like, Ralph,
you're on the futon,
just sleep in the room. Like, yeah, but anyway,
he's a weird
so
man.
Apparently Ed had a dream that he heard this woman running up behind him in that room, which mind you the mattress was against the wall, so like there was no way that anyone could come up behind him. But, like, he heard a woman running in heels behind him, and he jerked awake, and he swung at her. But, like, he hit the wall, obviously. But, like, he just felt like there's another person in there with him. And he said it freaked him the fuck out. But, like, he didn't tell me until later, because I was telling him about how when I slept in that room that night, I was really, really petrified. Like, I came in, I laid down, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to sleep, try not to cough. And then suddenly I felt like frozen, and I felt like someone was behind me. And it was really fucking weird. And when I was telling Ed this, he told me about the dream, and I was just like, what the fuck? And we both felt it. We both heard, because I'm pretty sure I fell asleep at some point and I heard a woman talking. So I'm pretty sure it was part of a dream. At least I hope it was. But we had like really eerily similar experiences in that room. And so I don't know. Fuck that room. Fuck that house. The house was super creaky and old and creepy anyway, so.
I love that Ed's first reaction to what he assumes is a ghost is to jerk awake and punch it.
Oh my god. Yeah. And it didn't help with me and my whole, like, side to, like... Like, the a level of creep that I added to the story, actually. Because I, like... So this whole thing is, like, I've been telling Tammy and Ed for a while that, like, so whenever I walk into a room, and I don't know this because I can't see ghosts, I don't see them or anything like that, I don't, I've had experiences with them, but I don't see them or anything, I'm not, it's like, why are you looking at me like that? It's like, but it was always, like, friends who could see them or could sense them were always like, oh, they leave when you walk into the room.
What?
And I was like, I was always, like, thankful for this because I'm terrified of anything paranormal, but I was always like, oh, okay.
The ghosts just all leave to, like, go talk shit.
Yeah, probably. Like, oh, is that curly hair bitch again? walking up here. That's just, like, been consistent with people that I've met that have that connection with the supernatural. They're like, oh, they kind of, like, I've literally been yelled at, like, go away, you're, like, making them leave, can you please leave the room? Like, you're making them leave, and I'm like, okay. And Ed had a theory, and I wish he hadn't told me his theory. He was like, well, maybe there's something attached to you. And I was like, why would you tell me that? And then, of course, like, the one night that I, like, my first night that I ever spend the night in Tammy's house, something, shit goes down. And then Tammy was like, that little boy was probably poking Anna, like, help me, please. I'm scared.
Well, like, with, like, Ed and I having a dream of that woman, and then with Anna experiencing that little boy... Maybe it was that little boy that's attached to you, and he and he just wanted a motherly figure, which was probably the demon woman in my house.
Oof.
I'm just kidding. Oh my god. All right,
was that a reaction to what she said, or did you see something on your phone?
Both.
What?
What? I need you to elaborate.
Sorry, one of my friends is just kind of texted me something, like, it kind of hit me in the feels, but,
Is that what that noise was?
Is that your feels noise?
I don't have emotions. I am a creature of stone.
No.
I don't cry.
No. You cry so much.
No, I don't!
You're about to cry right now.
Oh my god.
So I don't think I have any ghost stories. Like, if anything paranormal has happened to me, I, like, did not acknowledge it as such, despite living in, what are we, the number one haunted city in America?
Yeah.
Is Savannah the number one haunted?
It's supposed to be. That's what all the ghost tours that go around say.
Like,
I think we fluctuate
from, like, number one and number three.
Well, no, Salem had the witch trials, but the thing is, like, we have the most, like, I think we have, like, so, like, the most recorded deaths.
Death count. Oh, yeah.
In Savannah.
Well, yeah,
because
a lot of the city is, like, just
dude,
built
like,
on top
yeah,
of
literally,
lives.
Like, half yeah. the city is graveyards. So,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
it's kind of just, like...
And, like, this entire city was, like, founded on death. Like, when it was being constructed,
yeah.
like, the foundation, like, so many people died.
Hey, welcome to America.
Hey!
Hey! Oh, man. Like, I...
Pretty sure more
that...
people died in China, but, you know.
We gotta make it real, Tammy.
Yeah.
Listen, Vietnam is one of the creepiest fucking places to be at night, okay? They shut up all of the street lights at night because there's a 9 p.m. curfew, and oh my god, it's just so scary and dark.
And you know what?
You
wanna know some of the stupidest shit I've ever done, both on a paranormal and, like, a physical world perspective?
Sure.
What did you do?
So... This was, like, my freshman year. I was still a baby witch. I was still, like, coming into figuring all that stuff out. I'd only been studying witchcraft for about a year and, like, was figuring all my spirituality out and all that. I met a friend who had a Ouija board.
Oh, hold up. What?
Don't fuck with that shit.
A what board?
Ouija board.
Ouija?
Did you say no, Ouija?
It's what?
It's Ouija.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that either.
I've never heard that either.
It's no, Ed told me that. It's Ouija.
All right.
But is it? Does it have Spanish origins?
Yes. That's what he. Well, that's what he told me anyway.
Girl, you don't believe everything that your boyfriend tells you.
Oh my God, listen, okay, fine. Anybody out there, I say, actually, to be honest, I do go back and forth, but like, for the sake of the podcast, I was trying to say it officially. But yeah, I'll say Ouija.
I thought you made all three of us sound like assholes for pronouncing it how most people pronounce it.
Oh. So, he was very into this Ouija board that he really liked, and he used it all the time. And of course, because I was a dumbass, I was, like, doing it with him at the time, and, like, of course we, like, ran into some weird shit. One night, we did it, like, we used it, like, twice, and then... it was like midnight, and then like right afterwards we were like, let's like go take a walk. And we end up running around Forsyth at like 1 a.m.
Ooh, that's how you get mugged.
Yeah.
That's but, how you get the druggies to but, come and ask you if you sell weed or if you buy it.
Honestly, I don't think anyone messed with us purely because we were singing and running at the top of our lungs.
They're like, no, man, yeah. These bitches are crazier like than me. I ain't fucking with that. Yeah.
We weren't even drunk. That's the funny part. We were so sober. We hadn't had anything. We were just having, like, we were just, like, super hyped up. Like, we were playing music on our phones and then running down the street singing at the top
like,
of our lungs.
I imagine some dude, like, looking at us like, yo, I've killed people, but they're crazy.
We were just like top of our lungs yelling and like screaming and singing and just running as we're singing, running at top speed and like through Forsyth. And I'm pretty sure that's the only reason why we didn't get fucking shot.
I'm surprised you didn't get shot with all the noise you're making.
I know.
I'm one of the people who like, I normally, I don't, like, comment on paranormal stuff. I don't acknowledge or discredit it. It's just kind of... I don't have one stand or the other. But Ouija board's one of the things where, like, it has been proven multiple times as an idiomotor reflex. So that's the kind of thing that I don't buy into Ouija boards.
I don't buy into it, but, like, my mom's, like, a super religious woman, and she's, like, never touched, like, a Ouija board. Like, mm-mm. That shit'll, like, just, like, that shit's, like, demonic. And, like, I never have, but, like, one of my coworkers, shout out to Carlos, but, like, Carlos was, like, the chef I worked with in this restaurant, and this guy had some stories, you know. I'm from California, so this was from, like, he was from Inglewood, like, he was from, like, pretty rough territory, so he had some crazy stories. But one time he was telling me about, he's like, yeah, I made friends with this, like, really, like, emo white kid, and like we went into like, you know, we were hanging out, and you know, like we're all like, it's like him and all of us, and like he pulls out the Ouija board, and I was like, nah, like I'm not messing with this. And he's like, oh, you're gonna be a pussy, Carlos? And he was like, well, shit, all right. And then like and then he sits down, and he's like, and he starts doing it, and he's like, all right, I gotta go to the bathroom. So he like gets up, goes to the bathroom, comes back, and he's like, the door, he's like, oh, and then he's like, when I came back, the door was locked, I couldn't open it. And then, so, like, apparently this guy was, like, casting, like, a curse or something on, like, he was, like, trying to, like, cast a curse on his mom because he, like, you know, edgy white kid, like, hates his mom.
Fuck you, mom.
Yeah, basic, like, oh, fuck you, mom, took away my Xbox. So, like, he was trying to, like, cast, like, a curse on his mom. And so, like, Carlos is, like, doing his thing. He comes back, the door's locked. I couldn't get into the room, for the life of me. And then he's like, you know what? I can't get into the room. That's fine. I'm just going to stand out here. And then he said, like, the guy's, like, mom comes home. And he's like, oh, like, where's Kevin? And, you know, he doesn't want to be that guy who's like, oh, he's fucking with a Ouija board in the room. Like, he's like, oh, I don't know. I he might be in his room. I'm just kind of chilling here for no reason. And then, like, he said, like, he's like, I shit you not, dude. Like, I like turn around and then I hear her scream and I turn back and she's got like a cut on her face. Oof. And he was like, he's like, that shit freaked me out. He was like, I immediately left. And then he was telling me though, like the thing about curses supposedly is that like it bites you back twice as hard as like you dish it out. Mm-hmm. And he said that the guy that he knew, he started getting these really bad shoulder pains. Like on like one of his shoulders, and then it like there was like this huge green mark that appeared on his shoulder, and he went to go get it like checked out, and like he said that the doctors like cut it open, and like there were like maggots in his shoulder.
Oh my god!
And he said like they're like, holy shit, like did you have like an open wound that got infected and like all the shit? And he was like, no, like I have no clue like how this happened. And
I would have passed out.
Yeah.
Worms are like one of my number one things that I just can't handle.
Oh man. But apparently it was like bad. It was like really infected, maggots in there and everything. And like that when I heard that, I was like, yeah, I'm never gonna touch a Ouija board. Cause that story fucked me up.
Cause the boards are like, they're not inherently good or bad. They're just such like an open invitation for literally anything. Like anything could come through it. And it's basically just like a, like, and once something comes through, like, not everybody knows how to properly close close what they've opened. So it's just, that's why once I learned about all that, or actually I kind of figured that out. I really didn't even learn that. I kind of just pieced it together after messing around with them a couple times. But like, I was like, you know, wait a minute. This is literally opening an invitation to absolutely anything. Once again, it's not inherently evil, but stuff that anything could literally come through it. So I was just like, all right. I like the aesthetic of them. Like, the aesthetics of them are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. No,
I wonder, are there, like, real Ouija boards and fake Ouija boards? I don't know how...
Any of them could be real or fake.
There's
any
the ones
them...
that they... Because you can buy them at Toys R Us.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, there was a thing. Yeah. It was, like, sold at, like, Walmart or Toys R Us or some shit. You could just, like, buy a Ouija board.
Which is weird.
I thought was a really questionable thing for them to sell.
Like, Walmart, I can understand. It's Walmart.
Yeah.
It's Walmart.
Well, but Toys R Us, like...
Well, maybe that's why they
Walmart
would
sell your
you know?
Soul for $3.99.
Maybe that's what did them in.
Toys R Us is like, hey, kids, while you're picking up some Skylanders, why not pick up a Ouija board?
Oh, my God.
Make your Skylanders come to life.
Good God.
Dude, no. My mom was super superstitious as well. We're Buddhist. So, like, there was this one time all of my friends were... So, I'm from Kentucky, and we were going to go to Louisville to go through Waverly Hills. which is the tuberculosis asylum that people died. I mean, well, it was an asylum and people died of TB there.
Is this the one where, like, you watched a video
thousands.
On?
Thousands. Huh?
Is this the one that we watched a video on at your house?
Yeah, yeah. And it's said to be one of the most, like, haunted places in America. If you look up Waverly Hills, it's literally, it's, ugh. Anyway.
Oh, is that what the Disney Channel show, Waverly Place?
I think that's why they named it Waverly Place.
That would make sense. That'd be cool.
Yeah, so basically, like, there's 13 floors to Waverly Hills, and you have to sign a waiver whenever you go in. Like, if anything happens to you, then they're not held responsible and shit like that. And people have, like, gone through, and if you get to the 13th floor, I think they give you like $500 or something like that.
That sounds like not enough.
Yeah, most people, it's kind of crazy because, like, most people don't make it to the 13th floor before they back out. And I don't know if you have to stay the night or not, but
well, if they offered more than $500, maybe less people would back out.
Well, I feel right, like I'd do it. But I'm so much of a ghost skeptic. I'd be down.
I kind of picture Ed just being like going in and like
punching ghosts.
Like, I could. That's like, I feel like if Ed heard about that, he'd go just and get, just because his goal would be the $500.
Yeah.
Like, that he wouldn't give two shits. He'd be like, okay, whatever.
But I told my mom I wanted to go, even though I was scared shitless. And I was a little glad that she didn't let me. She was just like, no, Chippy, you can't mess with that stuff. And I was like, I mean, I'm sure it's fine. She's like, no. She's like, it's bad, bad juju, bad luck. And I was like, all right, Mom. But she was because I had told her how we went kind of tromping through an old slave cemetery, and she was just like, don't you ever dare go near those places again. She was like, you don't know what can attach itself to you. And I was like, all right, Mom, thanks for scaring me shitless for the night. But yeah, she had a crazy experience when she was younger, which is why she's so fucking paranoid. When she was younger, so Vietnamese houses are laid out really weird, and especially if you're like poor, which most of the country is. But my mom slept downstairs. Basically, there's like these two platforms right next to the front door, and what we would do is we would lay out mattresses on there, kind of like futons in a way. And she slept downstairs while my grandmother and everyone else slept upstairs. And I think she slept down there with like her little sister or something like that. And one night, and the way that at the old house, the door locked was like we had to put like a wooden plank, kind of like the old style, like, you know, you put a wooden plank through the slats and everything. So she heard someone knocking at the door. And it was like, she said it was like really late at night, like it was really dark outside. But she checked out the window and she didn't see anyone there. So she went to the door and opened it, and there was no one there. So she closes it and she tries to go back to sleep. And then she hears again, but they're knocking harder this time. And she goes to the door and opens it and like is like, hello, like, you know, is anyone there? Like, who's playing a prank? And, you know, she stands there for a second. There's no one there. No one comes out of anywhere. So she closes it. And this, she goes back to sleep. And this wakes up her sister, too. And they start rattling the door, like, trying to, like, force it open. And she looks out the window to yell at whoever, because she thinks someone's playing a prank on her. And she looks out and there's no one there, but the door is going crazy. And so she grabs her little sister and jets upstairs and sleeps with her mom, with her parents. I was just like, nope. No. I would have been gone first time.
I would have gone way before then. Yeah. Like, I would have been like, nope.
I feel like I would have wanted to stand by the door because I would have assumed it was like some kids. And then would have like heard the jostling, open the door, and like no one would have been there. And it would have been like, oh, like, I miscalculated this. This wasn't a good idea.
Yeah.
I feel like if I were ever to have, like, some kind of experience like that, or if it has happened to me and I just don't remember, I've just been, like, too tired or too done with the day to care. Like, if I were woken up at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning by some ghost or something, I was like, just fucking kill me. I'm tired. I don't want to do this right now. Kill me. Let me go back to sleep.
I feel like...
Just like, have you ever been an art student? No.
I think I told you, this isn't a ghost story, but at one of my apartments, the fire alarm went off at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I seriously considered, it's like, I could just burn alive. I'm too tired to go outside, because it was in the middle of winter. I was like, I don't want to go down 6 flights of stairs and stand outside on the off chance that there's actually a fire.
That's like, I saw this thing and it was like a mattress review, and it was like, this mattress is so good it almost killed me. And then in like the description, it was like, I was like, my house was burning down and I almost slept through it. And I'm just like, damn, that's like the best review you can possibly have.
Right, that's good advertising.
Mattress so good it'll kill you.
I do have another one. I know I'm talking a lot. I'm also a little sloshed.
No, you're fine. But Tammy's been sipping on some wine.
What?
Sipping on
what?
Wine.
What do you mean? Anyway,
you better go top off your glass.
What?
You better go top off your glass.
I want to. But I can't. Anyway. Yeah, I can, but I don't want to. I'm too lazy to get up. Anyway, moving on. So, when we used to live at this, it was actually a fairly new house. It was only 2 or 3 years old. And my mom is very superstitious, so she doesn't like to live in old houses. So we literally found a house in this cookie cutter cul-de-sac, and we really didn't, there wasn't anything too crazy going on, but every now and then, like, because I always stayed up to wait for Inuyasha to come on. So I was usually the last one awake, or like my dad was usually in the computer room, like typing away on Pal Talk. My mom was like in the bedroom. So usually no one was downstairs. But like a lot of nights I would hear like the dishes shift, which I thought was just on active gravity a lot of the times, but sometimes it was like a little bit too noisy for it to just be that. I would hear weird things coming from downstairs, but I always kind of assumed that my parents were awake, but sometimes like I would go out to the restroom and like they would not be anywhere near downstairs, and I was like, oh, that's a little creepy. Luckily my room was across from the bathroom. But anyway, so I had two weird experiences in this house, like really weird experiences. It was like close to New Year's, and my mom and I were making egg rolls, and my dad was doing something in the living room. My brother was playing because he was really young, and we heard something upstairs. Like we heard like thump, 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 like someone running. And I look at my mom and she kind of shrugs. Like I was like, okay. So I grabbed one of my brother's toys and I held it, and I was walking upstairs, and I was like, I want to slap some motherfucker if they pop out at me. Like, I swear to God. And nothing had fallen. There's no one upstairs. We lived in a two-story house that was not surrounded by like trees or anything like that. So there's no chance that it was like some fat ass squirrel running across our roof. But so that was really weird. And then there's this one time my cousin and I were chilling in my room and there was no one else home. My brother was like at a friend's or whatever. And we were like just having a good time laughing and watching stupid videos. And then she left the room and came running back in crying. And I was just like, dude, what the fuck? Are you okay? She's like, there was someone on your balcony. She was like, there's a woman and she was in a white dress and she stepped off your balcony. And I was like, oh, don't fuck with me, Connie. And she was like, I am not. And she was like almost bawling. I was like, okay. So I walked out. Obviously there's no one. And like we looked around the entire house. There's nothing. And those were the two biggest creeps that we had in that house. But I also never really felt really alone exactly in our computer room, which kind of looked like an attic. So it was like this really creepy long room that was attic shaped, like it had, because it had a roof over it. And there was like just a closet at the end of the room. It was a really long room with a closet at the end of it. And sometimes it would get really cold, and sometimes it would get really, really hot. And it never matched the temperature of the house or the outside. So that room, but that was where we kept our computer. So I was always in there. So
just out of curiosity, do you remember what toy you grabbed to go whack whoever might have been in your house?
I think it was like a truck with some type of extension on it.
Ooh, damn. Oh. You would not have done anything with that.
No. Hey, who knows? That could be like a ghost, like ghost worst nightmare or something.
Like, I got hit by a truck and when I died. Oh, I don't know why I'm laughing. That's awful.
We should have had Paquan on this episode. She has some good ghost stories.
Oh yeah, she does. I think she's sensitive to them, isn't she? Is that what she said?
Probably.
She's definitely had weird experiences.
What the fuck was that? It like that.
No.
I've definitely never had, like, I don't, I really want something to happen to me. I want to get haunted, you know. I want to see something, because it's like I've never like had anything happen. Or if it's like, if I always hear a noise, I'll jokingly like say like, oh, shut up. Like, I'll just, like, if I hear something or I, like, like it's like oh, there's like something going on, like I'll just like yell for like no reason, even if there's like no one there. And I think I treat it too much like a joke, that like even if something did happen, even if a ghost was staring me in the face, they'd be like, yo bro, like, hey, let's chill out here. Let's not do this.
It's funny because like the dorm you used to be at, which I won't name in case someone from the school hears this, but you recently lived at one of the dorms that is like supposedly one of the more haunted ones on campus.
Mm.
So yeah, it's kind of crazy that nothing has happened to you.
The thing is, okay, so my girlfriend's dorm, I would stay over there last year sometimes, and the thing that would happen in there is like we would just get like, there'd be nights where, like, everyone in the room would get a nightmare. Like, literally everybody would get a nightmare. And then, like, and everyone would wake up in the morning and be like, did you have a nightmare last night? Yup. Okay, cool. Like, so did I. And I would sleep at my dorm, and then, like, I would just be, like, I'd be totally fine. I'd, like, have, like, perfect dreams. And then I'd go over to hers, and I'd have, like, terrible nightmares. And it was, like, it was the weirdest thing. And then we put up a dream catcher, like, one time. And I don't know if that helped or not, but I felt like it helped me personally, but like not really. I don't know. Who knows? But that's like the closest like ghost experience I've had. It's just like having like really bad nightmares like anytime I stayed at her place. And we just assumed it was like a ghost or something, but we were chill with the ghost, so like it was fine.
We were chill with the ghost. Dude,
I feel like
was it the same building where they said the woman like ran off and committed suicide because it used to be a hotel?
Yeah,
I think so.
Sounds
yeah.
Sounds like American Horror Story.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I think it's the only dorm that did used to be a hotel.
Yeah, yeah, I think
that
so.
That was O House.
The Wolf.
Bell.
I suck.
Well, I'll edit it.
Okay, let me start over. It's in. Oh, that dorm.
I'll isolate a clip of you saying Ouija and just put it over your name in the dorm.
Oh man.
Dude.
Sorry.
My friend who used to live there, she said that they've had some really weird ongoings. Like they would hear like, because they lived on, which was weird because like they lived on like the second to top floor. And they above them were a bunch of dudes, and they would hear like them playing, like they would hear marbles going across the floor because apparently a kid died there.
I heard this story.
But they heard like marbles going across the floor, and they would sometimes hear like a woman running in high heels, and
that's wonderful.
I think that they got fed up one night. And they went upstairs, and they're like, what are you guys fucking doing up here? And they're just like, just chilling. And they're like, no one's, like, did a girl just leave your dorm because she was really fucking loud? And they're like, no. No one left our dorm. Like, we heard high heels directly above us. And they're like, there's literally no women in this room right now except for you. It hasn't been. For like the past
well,
few days.
That's the thing about O House too, is the walls are so thick you don't.
Yeah.
Oh shoot! I keep saying okay. We'll edit that too.
I'm not the only one.
So that's the problem with that dorm is that what am I thinking of? The walls are so thick that you really don't hear anybody.
<I'm> sorry.
Thick with like four C's.
Thick.
I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person.
But yeah, you don't hear anything. So like when you do hear noises, it's kind of rare in the first place. It's just weird anyway. I mean there's bottle openers in the bathrooms, in a school dorm. You know like. Well, that's already like as it is, just weird, and
yeah.
They never thought to take that out when they remodeled it.
I guess not, for some reason. I mean,
it's like, listen, they're gonna drink anyway, no matter what we say.
It doesn't matter. It's fine.
No, not to mention.
Yeah, what are you talking about? It's for pop bottles.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw someone like come back to the dorm with like a pack of Mexican Cokes?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. That would have been too convenient.
Also, like, The building itself is just, like, unsettling, because the top floor is slanted. Like, yeah, actually slanted.
The building itself is kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Especially at night.
Yeah. It's questionable.
Even with all the colors that they put on it.
Oh, all that gray?
Oh, man, all those beautiful tones of gray. No,
they tried to make it all color. They tried to make it all, like, colorful, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
You mean in the lobby? It looks pretty, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty, but it doesn't help.
No. I mean, it's kind of like them trying to transform the animation building into something.
Yeah, their color scheme is primarily either gray tones or, like some...
Or white.
Like white with hints of color. I don't know. That's, like, the best... That's what they got. That's really what they're going with.
I was in our building, the illustration building, and I was FaceTiming Janoke, and she was like, you know... When you said you were going to an art school, I was expecting more color. And I was like, yeah, me too, bro. What happened there? This is nothing like Victorious.
Oh, man. Dude. I just remember the artwork that we saw, the guy painting outside.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was taking Max back to his dorm, like, when they were still, like, setting it up. And we see this guy, like, just, like, painting this mural, like, in it. He had to do it in, like...
Oh, he did it in 3 days. No, he did it in straight, like, 3 days. From start, from, like, sketching it out, like, to putting out, like, the placements of the characters, to, like, full completion in 3 days.
Yeah, it was insane.
It was absolutely insane. Like, we rolled up, and we saw him. We're like, oh, okay, cool. Like, oh, hey, like, how's it going? He's like, oh, you know, pretty good. Like, and he did kind of just started, like, setting out all the characters and stuff, like, really loosely. And then, like, the next day, like... They're like half the mural is just totally filled up, like totally completed, and then the next day it's just completely done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, like, how long have you been here? And he's just like, I'm here like every day, like 18 hours. And I'm like, man, you need to take a break, bud. This is just insane. And it was like a cool mural too. Like it was really good. It was really good. And the fact that he just finished it that quickly, like, amazed me.
I don't have that sort of dedication.
But the thing is, too, it's in, like, a place that no one's ever going to see it. And that's, like, the worst part is, like...
It's in a spot where, like, the only people that go there are, like, delivery trucks.
Yeah, it's, like, the only people that will see it are delivery trucks. And they're, like... And the thing is, when they park there, their delivery truck is going to, like, block the mural as it is anyway. So it's just... It's such a waste. But it's so cool, and I wish it was, like, put in, like, the actual, like, side of the building or something that, like, more people would see.
Yeah. Oh, geez, I didn't see the time for this episode.
How long have we been going?
Like, 42 minutes.
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys.
Oh, man.
I mean, did anyone have any, like, last-minute thoughts they want to say? Any last-minute stories?
If you like, we listen to my BL Baby podcast.
Yeah, we'll do a shameless plug for Tammy's podcast.
Shameless plug.
Keep Sammy's podcast.
Wait, what?
I just covered... What?
You know, Tammy, Kink Shame could have been like an alternate name for your podcast.
Dude. I might change it.
My God.
Alright, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
No, I had the screen time out every time I'm about to stop the episode.